This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told the American Bankers Association this morning that the U.S. banking system is sound, but she'll say the government's ready to help if there are any deposit runs on smaller banks. The grand jury in New York investigating former President Trump over a hush money payment to a porn star seems to be getting closer to finishing its work. The AP's Jennifer King.
Police in Manhattan dropped off barricades yesterday, making preparations as a grand jury shrouded in secrecy draws closer to a possible indictment of former President Donald Trump. Trump claimed over the weekend he expected to face criminal charges and urged supporters to protest his possible arrest. But reporters appeared to outnumber protesters at a pro-Trump gathering yesterday, where the AP spoke with Gavin Wax with the New York Young Republican Club.
This has never happened before. This is unprecedented.
I'm Jennifer King.
Thousands of workers in the Los Angeles Public School District are walking off the job over pay and some other issues in a three-day strike that is shutting down the school system. The AP's Donna Warder.
Workers in the Los Angeles Unified School District are walking off the job over stalled contract talks, and teachers will join them in solidarity. Demonstrations are planned across the city by members of the Service Employees International Union, which represents about 30,000 teachers' aides, special education assistants, bus drivers, and other support staff. They're fighting for better pay and increased staffing. The superintendent of schools, Albert Carvalho, accuses the union of refusing to negotiate, and he says he's prepared to meet at any time, day or night. I'm Donna Warder.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is making a surprise visit today to Ukraine. Dodge is unveiling its last super-fast gasoline muscle car. It'll go from 0 to 60 in about a second and a half. This is AP News. Now about an earlier train derailment in Alabama and Norfolk Southern.
Federal safety regulators have determined why a Norfolk Southern train derailed in Alabama earlier this month. The National Transportation Safety Board says the Norfolk Southern train that derailed in Alabama lacked required alignment control couplers for two of its locomotives. And federal investigators say a company inspection did not identify the absence of the devices. The notation comes in one of three preliminary reports issued by NTSB about Norfolk Southern train accidents. The safety board was already investigating the fiery February derailment and toxic chemical burn in East Palestine, Ohio. The safety board says future investigation will focus on Norfolk Southern communication, maintenance, and inspection practices, as well as locomotive and railcar positioning and train handling. I'm Norman Hall.
Amazon's going to eliminate 9,000 more jobs. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.